We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. We're going to talk about them momentarily. We might have to get a little more on Jacob's deer hunting story as well, but but I know you want to talk about this as well, John, and I'm a little surprised that this is actually a question for you. Is there such a thing as too much gun?
Right.
We're going to answer that question in this segment as well. Yep. Brought to you by Diamond Jim's.
That's right. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. We are so glad to have them on board. And they want you to drive safe this crazy holiday weekend. You know, we're getting a plethora of weather.
Yep.
Hopefully you got good tires on your car or truck. Stay in
makes
control.
Makes a difference, boy.
Have great tires. It makes all the difference in the world. But remember to get that summertime air changed out to winter.
They've
air.
Got a whole truckload.
Very important. Yeah. And the
it's
price
free.
Is right. The price is right. You can't beat that. So stop by and say you'd like to get that new wintertime air. I looked at my tire pressure gauge the other day on my truck, you know, and it tells you what the tire pressure is in each, you know, like most vehicles do now. And that was a crazy looking number. One was 32, one was 39, one was 41, one was 40.
Get them consistent.
I got to get back to Diamond Jim's and have that corrected.
Have them check your horn fluid too.
Horn fluid and muffler bearings need to be greased.
Get them all.
Yeah,
they do all that.
The blinker fluid.
Well, Diamond Jim's can help you out. 810-743-4210. What did you say about blinkers?
Blinker fluid.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very important.
Well, they will not BS you one.
No.
They will take care of you.
You'll get that here in the Gunsmith Show.
Yeah, we can kid around about it here, but they don't kid around about it there. They are great folks and wonderful supporters of this show and Tommy's Heart, as all of our sponsors are. And we appreciate it so much. Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation wants you to remember that it is giving season. When you're thinking about that year-end giving, make sure you go to tommysheart.org and make a contribution. We will save lives with it, so makes all the difference in the world. So too much gun, that's the question.
Yes.
And I say it with a big old question mark right after it. Finding that caliber that works for you and accomplishes the mission while giving you the confidence and peace of mind to hit your target over and over again. Now,
is this specifically deer hunting, or are you talking
application? It's pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Everything with guns. And I say this because guns have purposes. You know, you don't use a quarter-inch drill to take apart the Eiffel Tower. You know, it would take forever. So you apply the right tool to the job. And then you try to work with the most horsepower you can for that to get the job done. Now, if you're in that situation where you got to pick that self-defense gun, which is, you know, we're almost done with rifle season right now. We're going to get into small game hunting. So we'll talk a little bit more about self-defense and things like that. But when you're doing that, it might be a .22 long rifle. You know, heck, you can get a Kel-Tec P17 with 18 rounds of .22 in your hand. That's a super lightweight, easy carry gun, but it's .22. Does it have stopping power? No, but it's going to hurt.
It's going to sting.
It's going to hurt bad if you get shot, and with the right placement,
have those little.
And it's a deterrent.
What are those little North American Arms, the little .22 revolvers?
They
fold up in half and they fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
It holds five rounds.
Little revolvers for .22 magnums, .22 long rifles.
It's still better than a whistle.
It's not, it's not a Desert Eagle in .50 AE.
Oh, no.
But it is a powerful gun. Oh, you might be in a .44 magnum snubby. You know, I've had those before. They're a ton of fun to shoot, but they bark like a big dog.
Pulls your pants down. You got to wear suspenders.
Well, yeah, or shoulder holster, you know, carry it Crockett and Tubb style.
That's true.
So to hit your target
everywhere
over and over
again,
what do you got to do? Well, every one of us has individual needs and wants for what they carry. So in terms of your potential, that potential could change physically as it has for me over the years that you age. So, I used to go to the range and Jake and I would be at the range for 3-4 hours. We'd go through 1,000 rounds of 9mm. And we haven't done that lately.
True. We haven't.
We just haven't done that lately. We go in and now we shoot for 45 minutes and we're done.
Yep.
It's like, you know, that's enough for now. But we're not on any leagues right now. We're not on any shooting leagues, which can make you shoot longer periods of time too. Or multiple times a week. But because of injuries, I'm becoming limited as to what I can shoot. So yeah. I'm trying to get some of those things corrected. And but my capabilities have certainly changed, and it's changed what I carry.
Yeah.
You know, I used to carry a full-size 10 millimeter or a full-size 45 for self-defense, you know, and I've changed that up a little bit. Now, you got to be willing to accept that you got to adapt for your age. You know, like some of us are, you know, have to use a cane or a walker. Some of us have a handicapped parking spot, you know, tag that hangs in your windshield.
Some people have all of the above.
Yeah, exactly. So as you age and start dealing with these things, don't be embarrassed or don't say, well, I'm just not going to carry anymore. Because I think if you are a trained carrying person that carries a concealed weapon, you should continue to do it.
Well, and we hear it a lot, too. When you get to a certain age, your hand strength, your arm strength might not be there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't rack a lot of handguns.
Right.
And that's when they switch to possibly a revolver or something that's much easier to use. Or maybe your thumb strength isn't there to cock a revolver.
To pull that hammer back.
So you switch to something different. There's a lot of, and the industry has actually come a long way with adapting different firearms for use for people that might not be, you know, the strong 25-year-old anymore.
Right.
And honestly, maybe adapting to some disabilities as well. You know, you see a lot of things in rifles and handguns that have done that.
Straight pull bolt action rifles.
Yeah. If you can't move your shoulders and
semi-automatic rifles that can reduce the felt recoil tremendously. Yeah. So you still can shoot large calibers, but you don't have as much felt recoil as you would in a single shot or a bolt action.
And, you know, it's funny, even 80 years ago, they put cuts compensators.
Right.
Reduce the recoil on the shooter.
On the shot.
You know, back then it was steel butt plates on, you know, heavy steel guns. And,
yeah. Well, most of the time we can get things fixed to a point, but you're never going to be back to how you were when you were 26. You know what I mean? Your hands, your eyes, your ears, whatever it is, it doesn't work good. Now, ears, I'm addressing my ears by using more suppressors, and it does help. I told Jake after I shot at that deer the other day and got him that I said, you know, my ears just aren't ringing like they used to, which is wonderful having that suppressor on.
I was deaf for 5 minutes after shooting.
Yeah, you told me your ears rang for a long time after shooting you. But and your gun is exactly why I switched to a longer-barreled 450. Because you and I bought matching 450s when we first came out from Bushmaster.
Yep.
And we both bought 16-inch ARs. And I only shot mine for one season, and then I switched over to a 20-inch to get that barrel outside of my blind set. When I did pull the trigger, it didn't ring my ears so bad. And then I switched over, and I put a Keck can, K-A-K, Keck can on the end of my gun, which makes the sound go away from you. But it's still loud.
Yeah.
So then switching now to a suppressor has made a big difference, but it does add to the weight. I actually put the suppressor on after I get to the blind. So if I'm on my way to my blind and I take a shot, so be it. I'm gonna deal with the pain in my ears. But when I'm in the blind, I put the suppressor on, and very, very nice setup. So thank Eric at Williams Gun Safe for helping me get exactly what I needed for my gun, and wouldn't be there without him. So now what it kind of reminds me of, and I was giggling about this as I was writing notes for the show, this it kind of reminds me of a great song from years past from our late country music star, Toby Keith. I'm as good once as I ever was. Remember that song? I'm as good once as I ever was. And that's very true. It all starts to make more sense now these days. So practice as much as you can, and as much as you can afford to, but
once,
once, but mentally stay sharp and stay strong mentally. When you're walking around, assess have your situational awareness. That's a big word for me. Sorry. Situational awareness. Have that always active. Don't ever give up that edge. Be the smart old bull. Don't be the young bull, all right?
So, I was playing cards this past weekend, and start talking about the fitness challenge and doing 100 pull-ups and 200 push-ups. And I said, Yeah, I
is
can.
There a time frame. On
I
that?
Said I can do. I can do 100 push-ups. I said I have to have the time to get all 100 sets in.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah.
One at a time.
Well, right now, Johnny's not doing any push-ups right now.
No.
Johnny injured himself last week, so I.
It's easy to do when you start getting older, John.
I was trying to be the old bull and I, or the young bull, and I grabbed my deer and started dragging it out of the woods and tore my body up.
Yeah.
We had, about 125-yard pull, probably. 120 yards.
Yeah.
About.
Maybe.
Because of the way we had to do it.
Maybe.
How much did you weigh, do you suppose? How much? Was
the deer?
Yeah. Was it 100 pounds?
No, probably about 145, 150.
Yeah.
Maybe 160. A nice-sized deer.
You know, when you typically pull a body out of the woods, Dan, it's about
I didn't weigh the body, but and then...
Usually, I don't have to pull them, though. I'm just digging a hole to...
Back the Cadillac up, dump the trunk.
Yeah. Always keep the plastic bags in the lie right in the back.
It's different putting a dead thing back in the car.
Well, anyways.
Did you ever hear the Nate Bargatze bit on digging holes?
No.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah?
Oh. Google, look that up. Google that.
Nate
Bargatze, comedian.
Comedian. He's a, yeah.
He's like a funny guy.
He's like the number one tour in the world right now or something.
No kidding. He's a funny guy, yeah.
So, having that, what brought this up is I realized this week my season might be over. I don't know yet. I'm going to try it out this afternoon.
This is why I taught myself to shoot left and right-handed.
Oh. Well, you're a lefty.
Yeah, so I have to learn to shoot right-handed.
So I can shoot left-handed. I can. But I can also just hand. I can.
Okay.
I can just handgun hunt, too.
I've seen you shoot right-handed.
Come on. You know I can shoot as good as anybody. But that's why I have large magazines, so that I can keep shooting.
Belt-fed 450 Bushmasters.
I believe there's a limitation on
that. Well, the DNR says the magazine capacity. They never said the belt
never
capacity.
Never said the belt-fed. So practice as much as you can, and try to stay physically in shape and fit. And you know, I'm going to tell you, just because of that situational awareness, try to remember not to carry your concealed gun on an empty chamber. In that situation where you have 1.5 seconds to use your gun, and when you have to make that determination, make sure you got a live round in the chamber. And know your gun. Know what you're carrying, where you're carrying it, how you're carrying it, and keep that situational awareness up. You know, have your own six. In other words, watch yourself carefully. Make it hot and be ready. And remember, it is Small Business Saturday, so get out to a local gun shop and spend some money today. They need it. We can't lose our gun
shops. We'll give you some suggestions, a couple ideas in case you need help figuring out what you'd like to do.
Yeah, last segment of the show, I got five really good suggestions coming at you.
Hey,
so,
it's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back more with more right after this.